From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump have their last presidential debate on Wednesday, with less than 3 weeks to go before Americans cast their ballots on November 8th. The 90-minute debate will be held at the University of Las Vegas in Nevada. You can follow our debate coverage on our website at voanews.com. EU leaders at a summit Thursday will condemn Russia over attacks on civilians in Syria's Aleppo, urge an end to fighting, and call for a revived political process, according to a draft statement. This comes as a pause in Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo was holding for a second day Wednesday, ahead of a brief ceasefire aimed at allowing civilians and rebels to leave the city. Moscow announced that it would extend an 8-hour truce planned for Thursday to 11 hours and said Syrian and Russian warplanes were giving Aleppo a wide berth. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky said Wednesday that the Islamic State group leaders have been fleeing Mosul as U.S.-backed local forces are closing in. An estimated up to 5,000 IS fighters are dug into Mosul as tens of thousands of Iraqi forces are readying to recapture the city. More than 100 American troops are accompanying the forces. Save the Children, meanwhile, said Wednesday that thousands of people have fled Mosul in order to escape the offensive. The FBI, working with the Czech police, have arrested a Russian citizen in Prague on Wednesday. It's in connection with the attempted cyber attacks against the United States. They did not go into further detail and said it was aimed at a Russian citizen and carried out successfully. This is VOA News. 9 people, including 6 soldiers, were killed when a military helicopter crashed in eastern Uzbekistan, according to state media Wednesday. The crash involved a defense ministry chopper. It took place late Tuesday, according to the state-owned Uz Report website, citing the defense ministry. An investigation is continuing. Mexican authorities are seeking a former governor accused of corruption. They'll ask Interpol to issue an international arrest warrant for his arrest, according to the Interior Minister Wednesday. The whereabouts of Javier Duarte, who resigned as governor of the crime-plagued eastern state of Veracruz last week, are unknown. The UN Children's Fund reports a steep drop in the price of crucial childhood vaccines that will prevent millions of deaths in dozens of the world's poorest countries. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund reports 1.5 million children under 5 die each year from vaccine-preventable illnesses. Thanks to a breakthrough deal with 6 pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of a pentavalent vaccine, many of these deaths will be averted. The Vaccine Alliance, Gavi, funds immunization programs in developing countries. It estimates 5.7 million fewer children will die between 2011 and 2020 in 80 countries that will procure these cheap vaccines. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Haiti, meanwhile, recorded nearly 800 cases of cholera this week after it was ravaged by Hurricane Matthew. That's according to the World Health Organization Wednesday. Health officials there are trying to contain the disease. A Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. A total of 23 protesters were arrested, according to police. He added that protesters broke through a line of police securing the embassy's gates. The U.S. coffee house chain Starbucks Wednesday announced a 5-year goal of doubling the number of its stores in China. The expansion would see an increase from the current 2,300 stores to 5,000 stores by the year 2021. 2 Russian cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut soared into orbit in the Soyuz spacecraft Wednesday. It's the start of a 2-day journey to the International Space Station. They're expected to dock there on Friday and stay for at least 4 months. They will join other astronauts already there who are to return to Earth October 30th. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.